As protests against racial injustice grip Utah, we invited you to share your experiences with racism in the state. First up is Brian Smith. He's Mexican and lives in Mill Creek. He recalls being pulled over by police with little explanation.
I've had so many experiences like that. It's just mind-boggling, not knowing when you're going to get pulled over for nothing. That has happened to me more than once. I have a huge fear of being killed by police.
My name is Ron John Adiga. I had gone into a 7-Eleven store, and as I was walking out, the store clerk came running after me, and he called me and he said, "Who's going to pay for that bottle of water?" And I said, "I don't have any bottle with me." And he just didn't believe me. And I'm brown skinned and I have a beard. And he called 911. He said he looks like a Muslim and Middle Eastern.
My name's Jose Garcia. I was in sixth grade. On my way home from school, I would pass by this house where a man would yell from his window terms such as beaner, wetback, taco vendor. I felt scared that this man would come out and physically attack me.
This is Marilyn Smith. I have two adopted African-American kids. My daughter just this spring was walking her horse in West Bountiful, and the cops pulled over and said that she had been reported under suspicious activity. There's nothing suspicious about her behavior other than the fact that she was African-American. She demonstrated in every way possible easily that the horse was hers, and the cops were very sorry and apologized and let her go on her way. They said they would call the complainant back and explain no crime was committed. I had to emphasize, "Will you please explain to the complainant that being black with a horse is not a crime?"
That was Brian Smith, Ron John Adiga, Jose Garcia, and Marilyn Smith as part of our series Alone Together.